Hey, we're at the business end of the cricket. If you missed any of last night's cricket action, you can catch up on KO Mini's ICC T20 Cricket World Cup condensed match highlights. And if you're new to KO, get in quick. You can start your free trial today.
And we're at the start of the business end of the season for the Broncos, just getting underway. We thought on Monday there'd be a lot of vomiting, but they did a lot of indoor testing and stuff. Yesterday, they went out on the field and did a lot of running. That's where there would have been a lot of spewing, finding out a lot about yourself, Margo. And then you go to the Broncos. They've had problems the last few years, and they've had every sports scientist, they've had every high-performance analyst and all that sort of stuff. But what's rugby league about, Margo? Rugby league's about getting hit, getting up, playing the ball, doing that five times, going, have we scored yet? Nah, let's kick it. And then the other team does it, and they do. They get tackled five times, and then they kick it if they haven't scored. And then the other team. Rugby league's a simple game.
Simple.
Played by simple people. We've overcomplicated it. And look here. What I see today, the Broncos, been going for 2 days already, okay? Today, you know what's going to happen? They're going back to the future. They're going to back to when they used to win titles. Does a name, Mark, Chopper, Burgess, mean anything to you? If it means, if you're driving your car and it means nothing to you, let me fill you in. This man is one of, he's probably the toughest over 50-year-old, he's definitely the best boxer over 50-year-old in Australia, okay? Mm. Well, you know him. Would he have done some work with the Broncos
before? Yeah, he's
before?
Done work with the Broncos before. I've done some boxing classes with him. He's pretty tough.
All right, you understand what Chopper's all about. Okay, because there's a saying. Everyone's got a great plan, especially in boxing, until you get punched in the head. And then that plan goes out the door. And that's what the Broncos are going to find out today. This bloke's been, you go, where's Chopper been lately? Because he was there in the golden era of 99, 2000, 2006. He was there when they were winning. He was punching these men back then. He's now an old bloke punching blokes. It's magnificent. How was training, Pass? There's be Payne Haas's mum. How was training day, Payne? Oh, a 61-year-old punched me in the head. Oh, that's great.
Who else
that's
would you like Broncos to see get punched in the head by Chopper?
I'd like Chopper to go through the whole lot and give Alfie one while he's there. Every team member has to stand there and Chopper's just going to turn up to training and go, hi, I'm Chopper. Bang, hit him. And they go, crikey, that's a tough 61-year-old. Yeah, well, you could be as tough as I am. You're 22, young fella.
Could be a good form of punishment, Marto, you reckon, for whenever they get in trouble.
Did you
just
drop
go
the ball,
a ring?
Going, Chopper's going to punch you. That's what this is about. He's been at the... All right, you go, how are the Reds been going lately? Yes, the Reds had one of their best seasons ever. Who's been doing the punching training at the Reds? Chopper. Oh. That's where he's been. Mm. Brad Thorne's in wrestling people. So they go over. This is why the Reds are so tough and fit at the moment. They've had Brad Thorne wrestling them, just hammering people. And Chopper, an old bloke, punching up footballers. There's nothing better.
No,
the Broncos are back.
It's a perfect combination, it sounds like.
Either that or they'll be no good at all because they'll be so embarrassed about being punched by an old man.
7 past 6. It's the Big Breakfast at Triple M, Marto and Margot.